Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
You like cheese Wicket?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Did you know that the USDA has 1.5 billion pounds of cheese stashed in a cave in Missouri?
What?
Apparently, about 75 years ago, they were trying to stabilize dairy prices in the United States of America.
Okay.
And so they stashed 1.5 billion pounds of cheese in a cave in Missouri, because that's obviously where you would throw some cheese that you want to hide.
Doesn't it die or mold or go bad? Like, does, how,
it
what
is
do you...
wrapped up, it is processed like, in the right way.
Put and around a bunch of saran wrap around 1.5 billion pounds of cheese?
Used for food assistance programs.
I have a hard time believing... Where are you getting this fact? The internet?
This is a true fact.
Okay.
There... This is a trusted site.
I can't keep a block of cheese in my fridge for more than like 2 weeks without it beginning to turn green and fuzzy. And this is 70 years ago?
Like, they keep re-upping it. So,
oh, they keep refilling it with more cheese.
Yeah, because
so
they're using it.
Okay,
and
so cheese goes
it.
Out, cheese goes back in.
Yeah.
I misunderstood the way you read it. I'm like, it's the same cheese that's been there for 75 years?
It started 75 years ago.
Okay,
so
got it.
So can you imagine
now I got it.
Like
okay.
Hiking in Missouri? Because people in Missouri, I don't think hike. I think that that is one of the lower activity level states.
There's a lot of hike. I mean, there's as much hiking in Missouri as there is in Iowa.
Okay, so
all
I
right.
feel like people aren't. Just discovering the cheese.
The further south you go, the dumber and lazier the people, you know, fatter people are once we get to the south. So like Missouri, Iowa, the border, like that's
it's
kind of
starting.
Like, it's like you're not in the south. You're like in the gateway to the south. But yes.
We still take fried foods and fry them again here.
We love that in Missouri, too. Trust me. They definitely love that.
So yeah, there's a cave filled with cheese.
Sounds like an amazing cave. Sounds like we're at, what city is it in? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know if we're supposed to know.
Cheese Cave, Missouri. Crystal Cave, Missouri in Springfield. All right. I'm going to have to head there. Yes, the government really does stash billions of pounds of cheese in cold storage caves near Springfield, Missouri. I had no idea. Now I feel like I wasted the 4 years I lived in Missouri. I never went to the Cheese Cave. Should have done that.
515-244-1033. This is my favorite day of the week. Tell us something we don't know. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
And Twitter at Laser1033. And Threads at Laser1033.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Laser. 515-244-1033. Knowledge is power. So tell us something we don't know.
Don't throw your knowledge of current events at me.
Enlighten us at 515-244-1033. Heather and Wicket eagerly await your titillating tidbits.
Did you watch the eclipse yesterday, Wicket?
No, I fell asleep. It comes during nap time, and I was there for the one in 2017. I was in Kansas City. We went up like an hour north of Kansas City. And it was total darkness for that. It was weird. It was really cool. But I didn't need to do it again.
So you didn't even use your eclipse glasses?
No, I didn't have any.
Because?
I didn't have any.
There is a really exciting thing you can do with your used eclipse glasses.
Yeah, you can mail them so kids down in South America can use them for the next one. So if you have glasses, I'll put this up on Twitter. You can mail them to a company who's going to ship them down to Latin America. Not a lot of money. And they'll give them glasses for free so kids can watch the eclipse when it happens later this year. Because, like, here's what I love about eclipses. First off, I don't love the eclipse. It doesn't blow my mind that it happens. It's cool if everybody else really enjoyed it yesterday. I napped. My kids were in school. They happen more than just once every 20 years. It just so happens to happen in once every so often in the U.S., and we lose our minds over it. Like, the world is big. It's round. The objects in space surround the planet, and there's a total eclipse every 18 months somewhere on Earth, usually around that. we get lunar eclipse, you get the solar eclipse, you get the partial eclipse, you get the total eclipse. There's more than just the one that happens over Buffalo. You know what I mean?
You know what? Now that you're mentioning this, I'm shocked that Netflix doesn't have a show called Eclipse Chasers.
There's got to be. That's a great idea.
People have to be following. I mean, even our own Jason Sudeikis, chief meteorologist, traveled to see the eclipse. So there have to be people that are so excited they're traveling the globe.
Yeah.
Chasing eclipses.
I mean, people chase tornadoes. They study hurricanes. They, you know, ice road truckers is a thing. People love doing that stuff. They forest fires. Why don't we have a show where people chase solar eclipses?
That would be a great Netflix.
Let's go.
Hulu.
We want royalties.
Prime.
Royalties to Heather and Wicket.
Peacock.
Let's go.
Come on. Speaking of the excitement surrounding the eclipse, this is not our chief meteorologist. This is not.
No, Sudeikis out down in Cape Girardeau in Missouri.
This is not Sudeikis. This is a guy named David Hartman in Dallas, Texas. And his excitement for the eclipse yesterday,
yeah,
was so unprecedented that it has gone viral.
Look for the diamond ring.
Oh my god.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. Spectacular. Look, there's a small cloud and you see a halo. Look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring. Unbelievable. And there it is. You're looking at the corona of the sun. That's the sun's atmosphere. Unbelievable.
Is that guy okay? We got to get him a towel? Is he?
I know.
I mean, good for him. I wish something excited me that much, like the eclipse. You know what I mean? I'm happy that he and millions of other people traveled and really enjoyed it. I just don't understand why people got so excited for it, especially around here where we were pretty close to the last one in Iowa in 2017.
I watched it. I liked it quite a bit.
Okay.
I had a good time.
Did you do the one in... No, you were in Seattle in 2017,
right? I saw the one in Seattle, and that was fun, too.
Okay.
I enjoyed
Actually, it came from that side of the country and came down into Missouri.
We had a good
view of
that. As
opposed to going from Texas up to Maine.
I want to say that we reached the point in Seattle when I was there. I don't know if this is Mandela effect, though. I want to say that we had the moment of darkness where the bird stopped for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was weird. But now I'm not 100% sure if I'm remembering that or if I just heard that that happened so many times that now it's part of my 2017 memory.
The next partial, here's a fun fact for you. And feel free to drop us a line. Tell us something we don't know. 515-244-1033. Call or text that number. The next eclipse begins in 161 days, 13 hours, and 16 minutes. I love the fact that science, NASA, these really smart people, here we are on April the 9th in 2024, and because of how smart these people are, they can pinpoint it to within seconds of when the path of totality, when the sun blocks out the moon or the moon blocks out the sun or whatever, because there's solar eclipse, there's lunar eclipse. I love that that dude right there is going nuts. So if you enjoyed it, we want your pictures on Facebook, but get ready for the next one, 161 days. And again, I don't know if you saw this. I'm Airbnb-ing out my house right now for the year 2048. There's a picture on Facebook. If you want to, you can rent out my house. Just send me $5,000. It can be yours. I'm sure I'll still be in that house in 24 years.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The one thing that is remarkable, though, is I feel like fewer people watched the eclipse yesterday than watched Caitlin Clark play over the weekend.
Laser, who's this?
Tony.
Tony, where are you calling us from today?
Oklahoma.
All right. Did you see the path of totality while you were in Oklahoma?
No, I wasn't really paying attention.
Well, okay. Tell us something we don't know.
Okay, I heard you talking about the government cheese cave in Springfield.
Yeah.
But did you know there's an intricate system of caves underneath Kansas City?
Yes. That's actually how the mafia, the Kansas City mafia, used to run booze. And there would be ways to get gangsters out of hotels or clubs. They would bring them down to the caves and they would run them out. There were cities down there. People would drive. That they actually built it so intricately, as you're saying, that there were trucks and roads, and that is literally how the Kansas City Mafia ran itself.
Do you know what they use those caves for now?
Well, I know they're very blocked off. You're not allowed to go down there because we've tried, and they frown upon that for, you know, safety.
Oh.
Also, a couple more things for you. if you've ever heard of the Kansas City Massacre, the famous gangster Pretty Boy Floyd down at Union Station, which is where the NFL draft was, their big train station down there on the south side of downtown, he and his gang were trying to intercept one of their gang members who was being transported to the Leavenworth prison in Kansas. And it was called the Kansas City Massacre because there was obviously bullets flying. Many people died. And there are bullet holes still in Union Station on the front facade before you go into Union Station. And also, Kansas City, the mafia in Kansas City was pretty big and well known. If you ever saw the movie Casino, there's that little like deli, pizza shop, whatever in Kansas City where the feds had bugged it. They had a wire up in the ceiling. And because that guy and his mom were arguing and talking, that was like the halfway point between New York and where phone calls would come into in Las Vegas. Like that was one of the big ways that the feds got their information and busted. It's kind of the way that everything got broken up in the movie Casino, although it kind of got Hollywoodized. But yeah, Kansas City's got a huge mafia mob history. And if you ever go down to Kansas City, go on the gangster tour. It's $35. You get on a bus, you go to about 6 or 7 different spots, bars, restaurants, a cigar bar. You go see the spot for the Kansas City Massacre. It's pretty cool.
Well, speaking of that, speaking of caves, Wicket.
Yes.
That is not uncommon. And you think about the mafia and using caves, mm-hmm. and you think about escapes and hiding. But they were using it in a lot of other places for speakeasies. And
oh, God, yeah.
And dancing. The Lost Sea, I'm Googling this now, in Sweetwater, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
was a dance hall. They performed musicals and theatrical presentations, things that they wouldn't normally
they couldn't do
above ground.
Absolutely.
And then famous cave in Northern Ireland, Marble Arch Caves, just as recently as 2013,
mm-hmm.
They were performing plays in that cave just for fun.
Yeah, I mean
that would be amazing. Let's open them back up. Sounds great.
Just imagine how big caves have to be to seat people. Like we think of caves as something that you walk in and it's rock all around you and you can reach up and touch all the walls and touch the ceiling. But when you're dealing with caves such as that or the ones in Kansas City where they can drive bootlegging trucks through, like how long does that take to build in 1929? How long does that take to build in 1935 when we don't have the technology that we have today? I just can't even fathom how hard guys had to work to build that stuff 100 years ago to be able to have these roads and these freeways and these caves underneath the ground. It's so cool.
It's interesting, too, because I feel like we're going to have some of our bat lovers calling in like, no, 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 leave the caves alone. The bats need live in the caves.
Well, listen, you can't. My friends and I, after several drinks, tried to go into these caves down in Kansas City. You cannot do that.
But caves in general.
They frown upon that.
I'm over here like, open up the caves. And I feel like
you can go find caves around here. There's tons of them.
I know, but
you can't drive a truck through them
anymore. The people that advocate for like bat havens and stuff. And I do. I like bats.
No
like
one
bat.
Likes bats.
No, they control the
yeah,
the
keep
insects.
Them out, keep them outside. I don't go hang out with bats in a cave. Kidding me.
That's how the mafia kept you out of the caves, though.
There's
like,
a lot
don't
of...
Don't go down there, little Wicket. There's bats.
Tell us something we don't know. 515-244-1033. Call or text 515-244-1033. Facebook and Twitter and Threads at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Wicket.
Heather.
We just talked about how the eclipses might become a whole thing. People traveling for them.
People do.
And apparently there's a new disorder called eclipse addiction, which is followed by eclipse depression.
What?
So if you are not getting your eclipse fix, traveling all around the world to see them, you will become depressed because you're not seeing them.
I can't hate on someone who finds joy in almost anything. There are things that like... You shouldn't find happiness in that,
right.
All right? I can't imagine enjoying the eclipse so much.
You need a fix.
That I need to see one often and gear my life around it. Now, some people would say, how do you enjoy fantasy football? I understand that.
I think I've said that.
Yeah. So I get it. Like I said, I can't hate on someone finding joy and happiness in something, almost anything. But to me, it was not that big a deal. Well, I'm the only person, I feel like, that didn't give a rip about the eclipse yesterday.
Well, the thing that's and that's kind of an older person's perspective, Wicket.
I know.
Back in 1979, okay.
79?
This news report came down.
You missed today's eclipse, you'll have another chance in the year 2024. That's the year that Texas will see a total solar eclipse. This is Pat Couch, the Texas News.
What year was that?
1979.
Okay, so
here's what happened. Once upon a time, like back in 1979.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, if you don't see it now, you're going to have to wait X number of years. And it's decades, you know, till the next
45 years from now.
But then people realized, oh, there's an eclipse like every 18 months or somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's chase them. Then that became this new addiction that people are talking about. And then it's followed by the depression phase when you don't get your fix.
There's another one this fall in South America if you want to go see it. Argentina's going to have one if you want to go check it out. It's so funny to hear something like that. Because I bet if you were to travel back to 1979 mm-hmm. and ask people, what is the year 2024 going to be like?
I know.
As opposed to, like, I don't think the world's going to be so different in 2069. Which is the equivalent of going forward 45 more years. I don't think it's going to be like 2048, Iowa gets the path of totality right through central Iowa. Like, it's going to be, if people are still into eclipses in 24 years, it's going to be here. Like, we're the epicenter of it. I don't think 2069 is going to be like, I'm sure it'll be different, but like, I'm not scared. Like, there's going to be flying cars and jetpacks like people in the 70s probably thought there would be by the time we got to 2024. You know what I mean? Like, it. 79 feels like a completely different world. And our older listeners, our Gen Xers, our boomers that are listening to us right now, who lived in the 80s, can probably agree with that. Like, the last couple of decades, it hasn't been that crazy. But to compare it to where we were then.
Yeah. I mean, in the last 5 years, like, for sure. You know, I'm sure in the future, for example, women's basketball will be the premier sport.
I do not believe that.
As it is today.
It is 1 year, all right? I could go on for hours on this. I don't know if the excitement will be there next year without Caitlin.
Heather and Wicket, your choice
for
entertainment.
We'll figure it out.
I mean, maybe we'll be beaming right into people's brain chips by then.
Maybe you'll get your convenience answered. From the text line, tell us something we don't know. Text in 515-244-1033. There are an estimated 722,000 centenarians in the world today. That's a lot of people that are 100. 722,000 people are 100? That gives me hope.
They should have a festival in a cave.
There probably is a centenarian fest. Someone did text in about Cave Fest. There's a whole concert festival in caves. It's in Tennessee. I had to look it up. It's in Tennessee. It's a bunch of hippie bands. You know, like we're having in Clive in a couple of weeks. It's Railroad Earth. It's the Yonder Mountain String Band. It's a whole bunch of hippie jam bands. And they play inside a cave for 3 days down in Tennessee. Things I learn here on Tell Us Something We Don't Know Tuesday. I love it. Keep them coming in. 515-244-1033. Line open for you to call in as well. Also, Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033. Tell us something we don't know.
I'm looking up to see if there's a special centenarian dating site.
Oh,
there's 722,000 of them.
At that point, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
All right, I'm still looking. I can't find it.
There's not a centenarian dating site?
There needs to be.
Were you on with Heather and Wicket today? The podcast lives at laser1033.com, SoundCloud, and Spotify.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Brian.
What's up, brother? Tell us something we don't know.
Okay, so back in the olden times, leather makers used to use human urine to stain the leather, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Well, they used animal for a while.
Okay.
Poor families would keep a pot, and they would all go pee in it, and then at the end of whenever that filled up, they would go and sell it to the leather man, you know, get whatever money out of it. Mm-hmm. And if you were really poor,
you didn't have a pot.
Yeah.
So that's where the term comes from.
No idea. Man, what a morning. Listen, that's great. Dude, I love that one. That's my favorite one so far of the day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Robert, tell us something we don't know.
So that iconic piano intro to Freebird,
yes,
was improvised by a roadie for the band. They were at a recording session. The band went to lunch. He sat down, started playing. They came back. They heard it. They recorded it. Turns out he was a classically trained pianist. And 3 months later, he was in the band.
You know, this has been the most informative day.
I didn't even notice there was a piano in this.
This is a piano and a guitar.
I hear the guitar.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's over.
I hear it now, okay, that you're pointing it out.
Improvised, huh?
I feel bad, Robert, though, that it's like, whatever piano intro are you talking about?
And
I hear the drums, I hear the guitar.
Yes, now it's a harmony.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. 515-244-1033. Tell us something we don't know. We will bounce around topic to topic to topic, whatever your fun facts, your trivia nugs are.
Somebody on the text line, let us know once again. We've had this one before, but Smarties candies were originally made with the machines that made gunpowder pellets for ammunition during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that one before.
Sometimes I think that people learn the fun facts on this radio program.
And then bring them to us.
They're like, wait, somewhere, I don't know where, but I heard this.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
I'm cool with
great.
That. Cool. Joel writes on the Facebook page, South Africa is the only country with three capital cities. Pretoria, Cape Town, and, oh boy, Bloemfontein? Blomfontein, something along those lines.
I mean, we have a lot of capitals, but we have a lot of states.
The country has one. Mm-hmm. The South Africa has three.
Mm-hmm.
So how about that? 515-244-1033. Call or text. And, of course, all over social media, at Laser103 on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads. We've never gotten anything on Threads. There's a fun fact for you.
When are you going to stop begging for Threads?
Hold on. Let me hit refresh now and see if anybody sent us a fun fact on Threads
and
at
that
Laser.
That was a Banks reference. Next, with Heather and Wicket. Blank Park Zoo expansion.
I love this.
Morning Brews, 9 minutes.
I think I'd let Heather slap me for free.
If there's ever a time where I feel really good about myself, I just usually pop on Heather and Wicket. And it usually brings my self-esteem right back down.
Mornings on Laser 103.3. Knowledge is power. So tell us something we don't know.
Don't throw your knowledge of current events at me.
Enlighten us at 515-244-1033. Heather and Wicket eagerly await your titillating tidbits.
Laser, who's this?
Addison.
Addison, tell us something we don't know.
Central Park in New York City is almost twice the size of the entire nation of Monaco.
Yeah, Monaco is pretty small.
I can't even guess how big Monaco is.
It's so small, Wicket. The only nation that is smaller is Vatican City.
Okay, so when you say
smaller.
That, it sort of discredits the absurdity of how large Central Park is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does.
Like, if you're like, Central Park is bigger than Connecticut. Like, that would be one. Or Central Park is larger than Spain. That's one thing. But, and I'm not trying to kill the fun fact. Like, I don't know how big Monaco is. I've never been there. I know you have. But, like, when you tell me it's the second smallest nation and the only other nation smaller is Vatican City, it sort of discredits the size of the magnitude of Central Park, which I've been to once in my life.
Valley Junction feels bigger to me.
Than Monaco?
Yeah.
So a part of West Des Moines is bigger than Monaco?
It just feels bigger.
You would know.
Spatially.
I bet West Des Moines is bigger than Monaco.
Probably.
I mean, if Central Park is bigger than West Des Moines is, or at least West Des Moines Waukee is.
I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
I didn't get lost in Monaco once.
Right.
Isn't that shocking?
Have you been lost in West Des Moines?
Yeah, every time I go. It's very confusing there.
We're a thriving metropolis.
You, like,
I
trip
understand.
And fall into some 1960s neighborhood and can't find your way out on those one-way streets, dead ends, and cul-de-sacs.
You're by one mall. You're by another mall. There's two Targets. I get it. There's a Walmart.
Tell us something we don't know. 515-244-1033. Also on Facebook at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Chef Chris.
Tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that if you stacked every single bacteria on the planet, it would stretch for over 10 billion light years?
Yes.
Oh my God.
10 billion. That's how dirty this world is. It's gross. 10 billion, not even 10 billion.
Fact for you.
Like, light
giraffes years. Are 30% more likely to be struck by lightning than any other animal.
They're higher up. It's because they're tall.
But does the lightning at least sanitize the giraffe carcass? I'm still on the bacteria over here. Like, you just breezed over that.
Oh, that's a good question. Probably cook it to a nice medium rare.
Chris, appreciate you, brother.
Ooh, now I'm looking up lightning strikes. A lightning strike is the equivalent of 80 million car batteries in every thunderbolt.
It's a lot. Yeah.
I bet it would sanitize a giraffe carcass.
Probably.
Okay. That makes me feel a little better.
Get rid of the bacteria.
Yeah. Because, I mean, lightning hits the ground 25 million times a year.
Does it really?
According to this. So at least that's a little bit of a flash of sanitation.
Stacy writes on the Laser Facebook page, Finland has the most heavy metal bands per capita.
Oh, I like that. So if you're into heavy metal, if you're a local band, go to the homeland.
Or stay away from Finland because you would be there'd be a lot of fish in that pond. You know what I mean? That's a lot of competition in Finland.
Or you go to where people appreciate you. Ooh. I mean, we could argue this all day, Wicket.
515-244-1033. Tell us something we don't know. You can call or text. Also, at Laser1033 on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads. Still, no one has hit us up on Threads in a week.
I know.
No one has.
Stop pushing the threads.
I'm trying to make fetch happen here.
Cool. Reminder, a Thousandlers is going to happen soon. If you didn't know, Rock to Riches is on. Your shot at $1,000 from us before 9 o'clock on the Laser. A lot of people in this state, for some reason, like kids.
I probably will pull it out.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Trucker Joe, heading to Missouri.
Tell us something we don't know, Joe.
You know, Iowa has an island that has people living on it.
Yeah.
We've had this before, and we can't pronounce it.
Sebula Island.
Sebula. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Yes, that actually, I think that was like week one of Tell Us Something We Don't Know, like 2 years ago. Laser, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, where are you calling from today, buddy?
Home is Des Moines, but I'm working out in Ankeny today.
All right. Tell us something we don't know.
During the summer, the Eiffel Tower gets taller.
We talked about this, Wicket.
What?
15 centimeters.
It's about that big.
That's not 15 centimeters.
I
put your hands a little closer, smaller than that.
It's about that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's made of iron, so the heat during the summer causes it to expand.
Yeah, it gets bigger in the heat and smaller in the cold.
Shrinkage. Mm-hmm. It happens. Happens to all towers.
515-244-1033. Tell us something we don't know. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Did you know you have a chance at $1,000 today?
It's pretty soon, right?
Rock to Riches. Yeah, in less than 10 minutes. I think that you're going to be a very popular choice, Wicket, because people want to hang out with you so much until they've hung out with you once and they realize...
What's up, Wicket?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
Michael.
What's up, Michael? Tell us something we don't know.
World War II, the German army consumed almost 1 billion crystal meth tablets.
Like, after they lost, or like to keep things rolling?
During the war, I believe it was called Pervitin, and that's how they were able to march and move so fast, as they were on crystal meth.
Were they all diagnosed with ADD?
They were like the size of a spree tablet, and it got so bad that soldiers were actually riding home and asking their family to send more because they were so strung out. There were several battles, one in Finland, where the German infantry was so strung out they were hallucinating. They used up all their ammo that night shooting at ghosts. The Russians walked in the next morning, took like 15,000 prisoners, not a shot fired.
Unbelievable. I love historical fun facts, especially when they center around war and drugs.
And guns, Wicket.
Right. Those are my favorites.
Speaking of guns.
Tanner sent in a great text.
Thank you, Tanner.
515-244-1033. You can always text us whenever you want. Shot glasses were first popular in the American Old West. Cowboys who wanted a drink but didn't have the money for a whole glass would give the bartender a bullet in exchange for whiskey. The resulting beverage was called a shot or a shot glass of whiskey.
We should have brought that back during COVID when everyone was hoarding up ammunition.
Well, people were still doing shots, lots and shots. Like alcohol consumption went way up during COVID, especially from home. You couldn't go to a bar. You couldn't do anything. Trust me, there was a lot of shot glasses being filled and poured.
Your fun facts and trivia nugs
and emptied.
Continue on Facebook at Laser1033. Tell us something we don't know.
I was in my late 20s before I bagged a ginger.
Wicked. Let's go, Kevin Clark!
Mornings on Laser 103.3.